This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Beppe Severnini. His book is Italian Lessons, 50 Things We Know About Life Now. And in Italy, there seems to be phrases that just make it easier and more fun to connect with people. I just love that when you travel, a few little words can help out. And you were giving a lecture in China, and it was almost like a joke. You had a bunch of little one-syllable words, and it turned out that this can be like an opening into an understanding of Italian culture. I think there's 19 letters, a total of 19 letters from 8 words. Can you give us a little backstory? How did that happen?
Well, it happened that I was invited to talk to Italian students in China, to Chinese, young Chinese, in Beijing, Guangzhou, Shenzhen, Hong Kong, just before the pandemic, the end of 2019. And I decided that their Italian was not good enough to go into too many details about the language. And so I said, okay, let's start from the very beginning. And I knew that Chinese are very good with tones. You know, the tones when they, and so they could get it immediately what I was saying, that there is a difference between in Italy, it's E-H, but it's different. Means, I told you so. Means, what are you saying? What on earth are you saying or doing? And you have same word. Means, I don't know. And you could see those Chinese, hundreds of Chinese saying all together, bo. And of course, you cannot see now because we are talking, and you don't have the video. But in fact, I'm with my hands. I just go, bo. Means, I don't know. Ba. Ba means, I don't like this. You know, bad. You know, there are worse words that I could use. I won't do that, but like, that's bad. You say, bah, bah, or ah, means at last, you come around. Oh, thank you. Oh, ah, here you are. And then let's see if we have one more.
There's ma.
Ma. Oh, ma is very important. Ma. The Chinese love this. Ma means who knows. It's like a philosophical, it's a philosophical essay in 3 letters. M-A-H. Ma.
Beppe, when you look at the difference between the south of Italy and the north of Italy, and when you look at the difference between Italy and Scandinavia or Germany, and when you think about the struggles we have in the United States right now, does it relate to embracing institutions, having trust in institutions, and working together as a community? Do you think much about that? Because I always wonder why some societies or some regions work better than others, like Milan and Rome, or like, you know, Mediterranean Europe and Nordic Europe.
Well, it's a gigantic question. So I really don't know the answer. It seems that the civic society is easier when the weather is really foul. With the bad weather, good civic society. Fantastic weather and climate, you have a problem. Don't ask me. I don't want to expand on that, but it seems there is something there. And that applies not only within Italy, but within Europe and probably even within the United States. But let's stop here. Some philosopher might want to tackle that.
That is fascinating, though, when you think about the weather, the impact, because of course, we have that weather that keeps people in and close together, or versus weather that lets you get outside.